Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review, Sunday, April 28th. Hope everybody's doing well out here. I am here with Wyatt.
Hello.
How's your week, sir?
Good.
Any funny stories or anything?
No.
Hope everybody out there's dodged the weather. A lot of tornadoes and things in the Midwest, but hope everybody's safe. This week, we just won the last two series. We beat two out of three Diamondbacks who went to the World Series last year. And we won the first two against the Mets and unfortunately lost an extra innings today, but we still did win the series. So this week, we won four out of six.
Yeah, we did a very good job this week. Hopefully, we can play better this next week as well.
Hitting come up a little bit. Pitching is still hanging in there pretty strong. Pitching wise, I would say that's the strength of the team right now is probably pitching. Michaels, give him a shout out. First game against the Mets, the dude pitched the best game of his year. Gibson threw a good one against the Arizona. And Gray had a little bit of trouble yesterday, but no real trouble. The guy's a stud. And today it just battled Lance Lynn, the street fighting man, battled.
Yeah, he's a street fighting man, that's for sure. Sonny Gray yesterday, speaking of, he was not happy on that Fox broadcast.
No, he doesn't like to walk dudes. That was his quote.
And he doesn't like to allow runs.
Yeah, the home run. But, and then today, you know, we hung in there. Then they put in some relievers. Gallego stumbled around a little bit. Gorman bobbled a ball. We got out of it. They hit a ball to shortstop. Went through a guy out at home. I thought we were going to win the game. Libertor came in. Kept him in there for four innings.
I didn't realize it was that long.
So it was four innings. They finally got to him. We had two outs in the 11th with the lead. And our old friend,
Harrison Bader,
burned us. Two strikes, got a hit, and then they got a walk-off home run. And that's the game.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, but you know what? That's okay. Libertor, he fought out there.
He was throwing some 95 heat. He was going aggressive. He was dealing. He said he missed it. He wanted to throw it off the strike zone, and it got into the strike zone, both those pitches. He wanted to hit the outside corner towards the outside because he knows Bader's a chaser, which we all kind of know. But hey, good for Harrison. He's trying to find a home. Certainly said some nice things when he left the team, you know. He's batting 275. So maybe he's found a home.
Yeah, maybe. He is from New York originally, and he was on the Yankees, and that didn't work out for him. So maybe the Mets are better for him.
Yep, that's his home area. But definitely a tough game to lose, but can't be too unhappy winning two out of three. So we'll move on down the road. But today it felt like revenge of the ex-Cardinals. Bader got us, tied the game, and then Quintana went eight innings. The guy we let walk in free agency for $650,000. He signed a two-year deal with the Mets. First year he got hurt. But he was our game one starter in the last wild card game. He was that valuable to our staff. They let him walk.
Yeah, he was very good. We traded him from the Pirates because he was doing really good for the Pirates. And we said, all right, let's get him on board.
Yep, and then they let him walk. And that's what's frustrating. You see these ex-Cardinals, there's almost a couple on every team. And if we would have just kept them, we would be better than we would be now. So I don't know if Bader would still, you know, he never batted 275 for the Cardinals. And Quintana is as good as he ever was, it appears now. It's just hindsight, but it just seems like we're making the wrong adjustments with talent evaluation?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say with all the talent we have let go, if we didn't let go of any of them, we'd probably be in the World Series.
It seems that way. I mean, I guess everybody's got those, but man, it seems that way. But yeah, today was the ex-Cardinals' revenge, and they were fired up. They act like they were almost going to lose 5 out of 6. They've been down on a downslide, so they acted like they won the World Series. So, bully for them. Cardinals are 13-15. We were going to be 500 today, but we slipped. So it's 13-15. We're in last. Last 10 games, we're still not doing great. We're 4-6. That's not going to cut it.
No, it is not. No, it is not in a tough division.
Have noticed some of the other people in the division are starting to lose some games. The pack is starting to tighten.
Yeah, the Brewers just lost about 15 minutes ago.
And O'Neill hit a walk-off and beat the Cubs.
He did.
Stats right now. Again, batting and offense is the problem, folks. Bright spot, Mr. Wynn leading the team with a .311 average. The kid's a player. He's flying around out there. He threw a guy out at home, Lindor, on a bullet. And a lot of energy. The kid's a good player. RBI Donovan was 14. Home run with Contreras, 4. On base percentage is Contreras with a .412. Team batting average, we're 24th out of 30 teams with a whopping .221 team batting average. That is not good, sir.
No, it is not at all. Nolan Gorman also tied with Wilson Contreras in home runs with 4 as well.
Okay. And some of the bugaboos with the offense, here you go. You ready for some stats?
Yes.
Gorman, 198. Newt Barr, 189. Goldsmith, 208. Herrera, 200. Ciani, 108. Donovan, 227. Flush the toilet, folks.
Yeah, you know, it's rough out here for now. Hopefully we can get it together soon.
I think it's on the uptick. I guess we'll see what they are. They're 221 this week as a team average. Let's watch it for a week. We're going into Detroit and then the White Sox. If we're going to get the offense going, now is the time. But I will say that Detroit's a top 10 pitching team, so they've got some arms. I don't know who all they got. I know they got Jack, but they must have some other pitchers also.
Yeah, they got Jack Flaherty. They got Shelby Miller as well, ex-Cardinal. And they got the catcher, ex-Cardinal Carson Kelly.
Another ex-Cardinals around the league. Yeah, we'll see. You know, Jack's going to be fired up for that. Pitching is the strength. Team ERA, 116. Mr. Gray, 32 strikeouts. He's 1-3. Lance Lynn, 264 ERA. Gibson, 4.35. Sonny Gray, 116. These guys are doing better than we hoped, really. And they've been throwing over 5 innings, giving the bullpen enough rest. Like the 2 Mets series, we were able to use our bullpen 2 days in a row. Today we couldn't, had to kind of dice it up. But they're rebounding. Mats is a 5.55. He's been kind of the worst. Michaelis is a 5.91, but this last start was very promising.
Yeah, it was very promising, that is for sure.
He didn't say much, just kind of went out there and did his thing. First game of the series in New York. I'll give him props.
Yeah, I would say the Mets are a lot more easier on their fan base than they are the Yankees.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still New York. It's still, you know, hostile environment. Bullpen is just one of the best in baseball. Kittredge is a .075 ERA, not even 1, .75. Jojo Romero, 1.23, and then you got Helsley with a 1.8. Just really locking it down.
Yeah, that's the one of the best 3 rotations in the bullpen in baseball.
And then we've got the guy on the list, Kenyon Middleton, who's a stud. When he comes back, then you got Fernandez, who does pretty well. We could have some guys get some rest.
Yeah, Riley O'Brien too.
Yeah, Yep. You know, Pallante got sent down. I wouldn't be surprised if Gallegos gets sent down the way he's going. He scuffled today. First two guys he faced got on base. He got out of it, luckily, but just every time he pitches, it's tough.
Yeah, but it does not help. That was his first time pitching in over a week.
Because he's been so bad. They can't trust him. We got to win now. And I will say this week, and we might as well cover it, is they've shuffled the lineup. They've moved Goldsmith out of the two-hole. Seems like it's helped a little bit. They sent down those guys, Pallante, Jordan Walker. And I think it got people's attention, like, hey, change is coming. We've got to start winning. It's been too long now. This team, what are you? Like, Nootbaar's 27 years old. Are you going to be a 220 hitter for your career, or are you going to go into the 280s? Because I know he has fun, he's energy and everything, but the numbers aren't there.
Yeah, we also sent down Zach Thompson as well.
Yeah, they put him out there, one of the Diamondback series, and he threw a lot of innings. He wasn't going to be available for a few days, so they sent him down, but he took a beating. He's a long reliever, kind of like Libertor. They're feeling their way along, but wasn't too disappointed in him. He's battling, but yeah, it was not his best.
No, it was not. He threw like 50 pitches that game.
Yeah, they left him out there and said, we need you to take this one for the team. Did hear sports on Sunday morning, KMOX. Mozeliak was on. He said Tuesday Dylan Carlson will play at AAA, start a rehab assignment. He could be, if things all go well, week to 10 days out. That's probably good news because Ciani's batting 108. He does some little things. He does some bunts and things. But he just cannot hit. They struck him out today in a crucial situation. So I would think Dylan would come back up and give us a little bit more outfield space.
Yeah, I would think probably Michael Ciani would be the guy getting sent back down.
And we picked him up, I think, from the Reds or somebody. That's what happens. We pick somebody up and they don't do well. We lose somebody and then they take off. Frustrating. Jordan Walker today went 1-for-4 with a double. And Mr. Scott Jr., Scott 2, hit a double today.
Yeah, I saw he made a good diving catch as well.
Still like to see him get it together and come on the team. I think him and Wynn could be a dynamic force, speed and energy.
Yeah, for sure. That would be the new era of Whitey Ball.
Could be. And I'll give Ciani some credit. You know, he does bunt people over and does play small ball, but we need him to also bat 200. Like in the old days, if you didn't bat 240, you're not going to be in the majors. Like they got Ozzie Smith from the San Diego Padres. He was known as a no-hit shortstop, just a little dink hitter, and he was batting 225. And he was like the lowest shortstop in the league batting-wise. 225. They would take that from half these players, but they wouldn't even be in the league. You cannot play an outfield position and bat less than 240, 250 with a little bit of pop in today's baseball.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because if you don't, then they're going to send you down.
Yeah, it's just too competitive. There's too many guys out there swinging that go for it. But yeah, so good baseball. I'm saying, you know, big picture, we're making some gains. We've definitely not continued downward, but it's not been a rapid gain. But if we could win these next two series, that'd be four in a row. That would be something.
Yeah, it would be something, and it would be good for the locker room.
I think it would get us out of last place, too, probably. Pittsburgh's right there above us a game. I think we could knock them out, and then we start gaining on Cincinnati and start making up some ground on the big boys, the Brewers and the Cubs.
Yeah, you would hope. You would hope so.
What do you got this week?
Well, apparently yesterday, Andre Pallante and Zach Thompson made their AAA debuts.
Okay, how'd that go?
Not good.
No!
Pallante threw 3+ innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts.
Okay, so other than the walks, not bad.
Zach Thompson earned the win in relief. 3.2 scoreless innings.
Well, what was so bad about that?
Well, I meant Pallante didn't do good.
Okay.
He allowed 1 hit. He walked 3, struck out 3.
Okay. Let him work on some new pitches, get sharp. Same with Jordan Walker, too. He's 21 years old. You know, we got another year or two to see how he goes. He could be up and down a little bit. But if he can put it together, him, Victor Scott, too, and Wynn, that's three guys. If Gorman could get going, which he showed a flair for, he did hit a walk-off against Arizona. Thought he was going to come around. Goldsmith starting to hit a little bit. Arenado's picking it up. He's about 280. But we got something to work with. We just got to get it going just a little bit higher on the fire.
Yeah, that is for sure. Another player down in the minor leagues, this man made a very big impact on the Cardinal news a couple days ago. Quinn Matthews, 6'5", 188, left-handed pitcher in single A, threw out 14 people in 6 innings.
Strikeouts. So that's out of a possible 18. He got 14.
That is correct.
6'5", 188. He must be pretty thin, but he could probably fill it out. Single A?
Single A.
How old is he?
23.
Okay, so we need him to get going. So that's what I'm saying. So he's 23 in single A. And we got Jordan Walker, who's been up for about a year, and he's 21. You know, it's tough. So I want to give Walker a little break. But, hey, if that guy's 23 and he's doing that, he'll probably be double A here shortly.
Yeah, well, Jordan Walker didn't go to college. This guy went to Stanford.
Yeah, it's a different route, for sure. So this guy, usually those college guys got a little more experience. If they can actually do it, they'll move through the system a little quicker. But yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, that's why you see like Paul Skeens and all of them going up pretty fast.
Yeah, yep. Anybody else?
I believe that is all on my end.
Springfield Cardinals were on fire. I know they were winning a lot of games. I don't know how that was going, but I think they won like 14 out of 16 or something. They were on a tear.
Yeah, I did see that online, I believe.
All right. Anything else on your end?
Not baseball-wise, but shout-out to all the Missouri football players for getting drafted into the NFL this week.
Yeah, they got drafted. Battle Hawks won today. There's some stuff going on. SLU's got some players coming.
Yeah, it's a very big, bright future for St. Louis sports.
Yeah, it's one of the best sports towns in America. You know, it would work. They should still have football. We should have an NBA team. It would all work.
Yeah, it would work. Hopefully, Roger Goodell's watching the Battle Hawks get 40,000 strong every week.
Number one by, there's no one even close in the XFL. I'm anxious to see who the Blues choose as their new coach. That's a big position.
Or they keep that guy.
Yeah, they could. It sounds like they're looking, though. So I would think not. The odds are that they won't. But, yeah. All right. That's it, folks. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Detroit. We will have, I think it's Matts versus Jack on Tuesday, or is it Gibson?
Gibson.
That'll be a matchup. You know, Jack's going to be emotional wanting to beat us. Well, they should want to beat everybody, but I think there's a little extra incentive there. And then we've got the White Sox at home Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We should hopefully do some damage to both these teams. These are winnable games. Let's see if we can win 5 out of 6 here. Let's stretch it.
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously, Chicago White Sox, I believe they are the second to worst team in baseball currently.
I think they just won 2 or 3 in a row, though. But they're still down. They're way down, for sure. And Detroit's doing okay. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. There's a lot going on with the Cardinals. The roster churn, people coming back from injuries. We're doing a little better. We've won 2 series in a row. Let's see if we can make it 4 in a row this time next week. And cross your fingers and let those Redbirds get it done. Fly, Cardinals, fly.
Chicago White Sox do have Paul DeJong and Tommy Pham.
More ex-Cardinal factors.
More ex-Cardinals.
Revenge.
We'll see if they hit home runs.
Pham will. He always does.
Will he get booed?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Paul DeYoung won't get booed, that's for sure.
He won't, no.
No. Fly, Cardinals, fly. Bye-bye.